Hey, Michaela.
Yes.
What's the best holiday you ever took?
It would be earlier this year when I went to the Philippines for a conference on my own, no kids or husband.
Okay. So you were kidless,
yes.
Which is good, but you were working, weren't you?
No, I wasn't working. I was learning. There's a difference.
Hmm. Did you learn much?
I learnt that when you're in the Philippines, don't order Clear Milk, order White Russians, because they charge you the same. So I did learn that.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership, so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
And welcome back to Alcoholics Anonymous, the Tradies Business Show, helping you drink less at conferences.
Or save money at conferences.
So save money so you can drink more.
Yeah, that's right.
So what's the difference between a White Russian and Kahlua and milk when you order it?
White Russian has vodka in it.
Right.
So vodka, milk, okay. Kahlua, or you just have a Kahlua milk, which is my preferred beverage choice.
Right. Right.
And then I realised I was getting charged for actually a cocktail, which is a White Russian.
Right, which had the extra...
vodka in it, yeah.
Wow, so you really got happy on those ones.
Yeah, and it was 2-for-1 during happy hour by the pool, 5 till 7. So I was pretty chipper at about 7.30 each night.
Oh, bet you were. Is that the night you made your grand entrance down the stairs?
One of those nights, yes. Well, I fell in front of the whole conference at the work and, yeah, cut myself on glass. But anyway...
let's move on from that. Hmm. Yeah. So it raises an interesting point, though, Michaela, because you rate that as a holiday, but to me it was a work gig. You were there learning about business and marketing and, oh, that's working, isn't it?
No.
I know a lot of people would think going to a conference in the Philippines is not working, but you weren't exactly just lazing on the beach doing nothing. You were networking.
No, but I don't see learning about things that interest me, like online marketing and content and things like that, to be work.
Some people would.
Well, they would, but they'd be silly.
Mm.
Maybe.
So, g'day, listeners. How are you? I want to talk about this whole concept of work-life balance today. Do you want to have a chat about that today, Michaela? We're just going to have...
Let's have a chat. Let's.
I think this could turn into an argument.
Okay. Well, it depends if you're going to... agree with what I'm going to say.
Yeah, if I agree with you, it won't. And if I don't, it'll be an argument. But I've had some interesting conversations with people of late about work-life balance and their headspace and behaviour around that whole concept.
Mm.
I actually think it's a load of BS, work-life balance.
Really?
Well,
Explain yourself.
I don't think it's BS. I think it's just a bit... I don't know. Misunderstood, maybe? Or
yep.
Misapplied. Misapplied? Is that a word? I just made
yes.
it a word.
Okay.
So, here's an example, right? Had a conversation with one of my wingman clients recently. And he was away on holidays. It's his annual holiday. Goes to an event every year. Loves it. Sports event. And after he got back, he was bitching and moaning to me about the fact that his phone was ringing. So he took phone calls while he was away on this, like, I don't know, 6 or 8 or 10 day holiday. I can't remember how long it was. It was an extended period of time. From his two, well, they're not even employees, they're subbies in his business. And he was really, like, miffed about this. Because it ruined his holiday and it was an intrusion on his thing. And, the one time a year that I go away and I get bloody phone calls and blah, blah, blah. And I was listening to him and I pulled him up and said, hang on. So you were at this, like, world-recognized sporting event with your wife, sitting on a deck chair, you know, lapping up the sunshine, and you're pissed off because you got a few phone calls while you were away, and your business was still running and making money, and these subcontractors are still doing work, and customers are still paying their bills, and you're angry about that. How? It really just grated on me a bit because there were lots of people who were actually sitting in their office or in their utes while he was away on holiday. And I think for me, it highlighted that perspective of he was so focused on the fact that he got some phone calls. I don't know how many, you know, maybe it was 10, maybe it was 50. I don't really give a toss. Like, he was away enjoying a break. But his headspace around that was that that ruined his holiday, except for the 2 days, the weekend, the Saturday and Sunday, when nobody rang him because it was the weekend.
Hmm.
And it really got me thinking about those of us in business or self-employed, you know, similar kind of thing. We still carry this employee mentality that when you're away on your 4 weeks annual leave, you don't have anything to do with work. Or on a Saturday and Sunday, your weekend's ruined if you get a phone call on a Saturday or a Sunday from a client or from a contractor.
Mm.
Because it's like this hard cut, this defined line between the two things.
Yeah, I agree. I think being a business owner, especially when you're just yourself and two subbies, that going away for a week is a bit unrealistic expectation that you're not going to get some calls, firstly. And, right, look where you were.
You're still away.
Yeah. And I think, you know, and the weekend was free or whatever. So, you know, if probably his subbies didn't do the right thing or had questions and he came back and it all turned to shit, then what would he have preferred?
I know. And you know what, just to – and he'll be listening to this going – bloody hell, was you talking about me again? But he's such a good teaching example, this guy. Is one of the subbies had only been with him for like a week or week and a half when he went away. And the other one's only fairly new as well, a few weeks. So they're both pretty new. And at least they had the wherewithal to call him.
Oh, exactly.
Rather than just stuff everything up. And everything actually went pretty smoothly, from what I hear afterwards.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess you can say if it's, you know, maybe a bigger company or whatever, that yes, they should have more steps in place to not need to ring the business owner all the time. But for that business, it's got to be a realistic expectation that, you know, as a business owner, that you're going to have some calls.
Yeah.
And you would hope so. And whether you delegate time for those calls or you check in at certain times, whatever. But if your subbies or your staff need to ring you, you can take the call, take it, and you've still been on holiday. So, yeah, I agree with that.
But it does get me thinking. I had a conversation with another friend of mine who's got a bigger business and he's quite entrepreneurial. And he had a chat to me recently basically to get some free advice. And I know he doesn't listen to the show that much, so I can bag him out here. but same thing, you know, he just had like 10 days in the Philippines or Fiji or somewhere and it was amazing. But he got calls and emails and stuff for issues with his business and he's got people managing the business for him. And he was chatting to me about, you know, how can he build a more leveraged business where it doesn't rely on him so he can have 3 months of the year off? I said, well, realistically, how many hours a week do you work now? And he's like, oh, you know, 25 or 30. I was like, so why can't you just have 3 months overseas and set up some systems so you can manage your business online and do an hour's work a day sitting on the beach in Fiji? Like, that's most people's dream. But to him, it's like, oh, this is crap. You know, I go out on holidays and I've got to check in every day. It's like, big deal, dude. I mean, this for me is this whole work-life balance thing. I just think we're coming at it from an employee's perspective. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because as an employee, I don't get rewarded. I don't have the potential asset or anything that I would actually give up some of my away time to be, I guess, interrupted by the business because it's not mine. But as business people, and whether you call yourself an entrepreneur or not, you're the owner of an enterprise. I just think it requires a headspace shift to be okay with that stuff. Now, if you're working in inverted commas, you know, 14 hours a day properly, not talking to kids, wife, not enjoying sport, not looking after yourself, not having social time, not having away time, all that sort of stuff, then, yeah, that's something to work on. But I think, you know, if you get some calls after hours or on a weekend or you answer some emails, I don't know, I just don't see that as that sort of big a deal.
I guess it comes down to volume that you're getting after hours and things like that. I think there's times when, and again, it depends on your business and all that, that there's times you need to disconnect. To actually be present in what you're doing.
Yep.
I mean, if you are playing with the kids at the playground and you're constantly on the phone, that's not balance.
No.
So I think you need to put in some guidelines for you as a business owner that, you know, you turn your phone off or, you know, you do check it once a day or deal with things that are urgent. You know, don't check your email all weekend. Just deal with it Monday.
Yeah.
You know, like there's certain things you can do to improve your balance. So I think that's important that you do have guidelines that you live by. But I agree definitely with what you're saying. I think that the perception that, and I guess for trades it is a little bit differently, but I do think that you can set up your business so that you don't have to be doing the crazy hours.
Yeah.
You know, you can run your business remotely a lot of these times if you've got enough staff and contractors. You're not just one man on the tools, so let's assume that for argument's sake.
Yep.
But I know I work best in the afternoon to early evening, and that doesn't always work with my lifestyle. So I'm getting out of this, I've got to get up and work from 9 till 5 or 8 till 4 or whatever.
Mm.
I've started actually shifting that, where I'll just work when I feel like working.
That's right.
And that's where I think that the balance should come into it more, you know. And, you know, sometimes I'll be up late working, but I'm productive and it's clear headspace. So I may work till midnight, but when I put the kids to bed, you know, it's quiet and things like that. When I, the next morning, I'll get up early, get them on the bus, and sometimes I go back for a nana nap in the morning because I know I'm much more productive in the afternoon and evening.
Yep.
And my mum will say, because she lives with us, you know, you're just sleeping your days away. But she doesn't know, I've probably already, you know, I will do 6 to 8 hours that day.
Exactly.
Of work. So I'm working on my time frame.
But she's coming from that old mentality that, you know, sun up, sun down, that's when you work. And then you eat and sleep the rest of the time. But technology allows us to do things differently. You know, there's a thing called electricity and lighting. And I'm not advocating working till all hours of the night.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
And working all day on the tools. But it's I guess it's balancing your business exposure with your life in a way that's not this idea that that's it, 5 o'clock, knock off time, don't any bugger ring me. And I know people that do that.
Mm.
5 o'clock comes and they literally clock off. Yep. They're business owners. And to me, that just seems odd. Now, if you're doing that because you're sitting down having a family dinner, absolutely.
Mm.
I just think we need to get away from this arbitrary industrial age time clock idea to our businesses because, you know, if we want the results, we've got to do the work. All this stuff about leverage and everything is all absolutely valid.
I don't think, though, necessarily the more hours you work equates. So
I agree.
It's about being
quality
of the work. And I think for a lot of people, you're probably... I know if one thing I've started trying that I read somewhere, maybe it was The 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss, I can't remember, which is a book we'll probably refer to in this, but if you know you've only got 4 hours to do something and you're allowing yourself 8 hours, you're probably only going to still do that 4 hours. But I know if I've got a 4-hour deadline, if I can only work to 1 o'clock today, I actually am 10 times more productive.
Exactly.
So I'm finding that I'm reducing my working hours but actually getting more stuff done or being more productive or working less.
I have an anecdote for you about our friend who was complaining about his holiday being ruined, right? So he read The 4-Hour Work Week or reread it, I think.
Mm.
And he contacted me because he'd had this big epiphany because he cracked the shits, you know, and said, that's it. And he read The 4-Hour Work Week and he said, that's it. I only want to do 4 hours a day. I only work 4 hours a day. So he does like 8 till 12 or something. And he's just set this, again, it's another arbitrary time limit.
Mm.
But for him, he's actually crammed more stuff into the 8 to 12 time slot. And sometimes it's 5 hours, 6 hours, whatever.
Yeah.
But to him, he's just focused on being absolutely productive and I guess, judicious with what he does in that time. And he's been doing it for almost a couple of weeks. And he's checked back in with me and said, you know what? He's been working, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day. He's getting the same sales. He's getting the same results done. He's just not stuffing around, filling the gaps with he doesn't even know what he was doing before or why he was working such long days.
Yeah.
And
like I said before, I know I'm more productive in the afternoon, especially if I've had a bit of a lazy morning. And if I didn't have kids, I just would never start work before midday. I think that's just my way and stay till up late working because it's just the way my body clock works. But really, cutting down and being so much more productive and smarter in what you do, it gives you more focus, you get results quicker, Yeah, and that's where I think this work-life balance comes into it. I don't think you have to say, oh, I've got to work 40 hours from 9 to 5, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
I think having flexibility in your schedule that, as a business owner, you work when you need to and do what you need to do, but being really smart and putting systems in place that will lessen the interruptions that you're getting in your off time. I really think it is important, though, to have some complete days off, whether it's just 2 or 3 days completely away. Do you? No? You're looking at
I
me.
I do. I was just thinking about that whole idea. Like, again, I think it, you know, if I'm going to stand here, because I stand up in the studio, listeners, and so does Michaela, but if we're going to stand here and, I suppose, dish out advice as the hosts of the Tradies Business Show, it's to figure out what works for the individual, because what works for me is not necessarily what's going to work for you. I prefer to work early in the mornings.
Yep.
Doesn't always happen. Although I read a report recently from some dude who's smarter than me, which is not hard, that doing any work before like 10 a.m. or something, mid-morning, is actually causing more stress and a drop in productivity. So, I don't know. I just think it's a personal thing. You've got to figure out what your flow is, what your energy cycle is. And, you know, if you could design your perfect week, what would that look like? Would it be working on certain things early in the morning? And then you've got to balance that, obviously, with being on the tools, and the rest of the world has an expectation that, you know, you'll be on the tools, or at least your staff will, between, you know, sort of 7 and 5 or 7 and 4, perhaps. But figure out what works for you and then mould your life around that. I don't mind doing stuff on the weekends when my daughter's asleep in the middle of the day. Because the whole house is quiet, she goes and has a nap, and I find it's actually quite a good time for me to do creative work, blogging or podcast ideas, you know, putting presentations together. Whereas through the week, I'm kind of busy with clients, and there's a lot of other stuff going on, and daycare drop-offs and all those sorts of things. Mm. So, and it's just figuring out what works for you as an individual, and then I guess reworking your schedule around that energy cycle, that energy flow.
Yeah, and something I've all, and definitely agree with that. One thing I've also, I used to have this mentality, you know, Monday to Friday, I have to be working. Because, you know, so I've started taking the odd weekday just off.
Whoa, really?
And just
you
not.
You rebel.
I know. And just not, like, checking my email as much.
Jeez.
Yes. And often I'll just leave my phone at home because I just need some time out for that day, whether it's 2 hours or 8 hours or whatever.
Yep.
And even I said to my husband the other day, like, we both work for ourselves. I'm like, why don't we just have lunch some weekdays?
Yeah.
Like, why are we going to other people's schedules all the time?
So imagine this, right? Tradies don't do weekends, okay? Generally yep. speaking. Some do Saturdays. And if they do a Sunday, it's call out, cost you all this extra money, because there's this whole, again, it's an industrial age idea. You know, when we worked in factories, Monday to Friday. Weekends were sacred. You know, Sunday was for church. So it's persisted that we have this weird weekly calendar set up. But hospitality do it. Some restaurants do it. They're closed Sundays and Mondays. So Monday is really their Sunday. But imagine if a tradie did like a Tuesday to Sunday calendar or Tuesday to Saturday.
Well, how many times do you want tradies to come on the weekends?
Yeah. And what if, you know, I could ring the plumber up and it was the same rate on a Sunday as all the other guys were charging me for a Thursday because he's just shifted his week. And then, so I love having those midweek days out or days off or heading up the beach for a day on a Thursday because there's no one else there.
Yeah, and it's also awesome. Breaks up your week.
Yeah.
So you do find you're more productive when you come back.
Listen to me getting all excited about it. I'm thinking about my next motorbike ride on a Friday. And everybody else hates on me because, like, I'm the Friday riding guy.
Yep.
But it is a personal thing, and I think that's the point of my comments around this, and I'm not finished with this particular topic just yet. I think definitely find your own flow. Work out what works for you. Don't just stick with the Monday to Friday, you know, 7 to 4 thing just because that's what everybody else does. There's probably an opportunity in there, a business or a marketing opportunity in there too for someone who wants to shift that around and be a bit more savvy with that. But I think it really is a headspace shift about what's work. Mm-hmm. And that's really the bug that I had up my backside about this when we hit record this morning was, what the hell is work anyway? It's business, right? It's just part of life. It's no different to shopping or, you know, mowing the lawn or anything else. It's only the meaning we place on it. And I don't mean to get too woo-woo here in the studio today, but I do think we need to take a step back and have a think about, well, what is work? We're not employees, we're business owners. And even if you are an employee and you treat your work like it's your own, different results happen. You know, you could be much more motivated, positive, passionate about what you're doing if you stop seeing it as a grudging thing that, oh, I've got to go on the tools today to make money, versus it's just what I do and I go and enjoy it and I contribute and this is how I'm, you know, keeping clean water for the world. And I've spoken to a couple of plumbers, some on the show and some personally, that really are passionate about plumbing. So I don't know, this whole work-life thing, it implies that there's work and then there's life. But work is just part of life. There you go. There's my trippy spiritual message today on the Tradies Business Show. You haven't tuned into the wrong station. So that's probably the big thing for me, is just pondering that whole attitude that people have about work, because it really does show in the way they interact with customers and suppliers. Mm. And I've got clients where, you know, they just have this really negative, bitter attitude towards work, because that word even implies that it's hard and it's sufferance and, you know, we have to do it, versus it's my business and this is part of what I do on a daily basis. And I read a story from a guy recently who involves his kids in what he does in his business, because he doesn't want them to grow up with that same work attitude. He wants them to just see it as another activity that they do.
Mm.
And that in actual fact, you know, they're adding something to the world and getting compensated either financially or in other ways. And, you know, they're probably going to grow up with a much more positive outlook and a healthy outlook on business and work.
Yeah, I think the issue with work-life balance becomes when the work-business side impacts the life side.
Yeah, when things get out of balance. I agree there's a balance. But, yeah, I guess from my perspective, I've just seen some people really get quite black and white, heaven and hell about work and everything else, and work's like the devil.
Yeah, no, I agree. And as a business owner, it is differently. It is that ability to think differently that it isn't. I don't look at my business. I don't look at me working when I'm working on my business.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, that's what I do.
Yeah.
But I have found that by actually working, in inverted commas, less, I'm being more productive.
Yeah.
So just don't think you have to do your 40 hours or your 50 hours a week to be successful.
Yep.
I actually would challenge that with anybody.
Definitely.
And if that's what you're needing to work, then there's got to be ways you can shortcut, streamline, automate, whatever it is. But I actually think that by cutting back your working time, that you're going to be more productive and get better results. So that's my...
Yeah. I see lots of people that could achieve the same outcomes in 20% less time.
Mm.
But because we've got this thing in our head that, you know, 40, 50, 60 hours a week is what it takes to get results, that's how long we spend doing it.
Yeah. And I have to say that I'm someone that used to go, I've got to work, you know, these hours, especially when the kids aren't here, blah, 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 I've got to take these hours.
Yep.
But I just found some days I just wasn't working. I was producing poor results.
Yep.
I wasn't being the best I could be to my clients and things like that. So,
and you've only got to look at trades when they're paid as a subcontractor on a per job basis versus an hourly rate.
Mm.
And if I'm going to pay you $1,500 to erect that fence, you'll do it in the quickest time possible because you want to get to the next one and get the next $1,500.
Mm.
But if I say to you, I'll pay you $25 an hour, I've seen this happen in businesses many times over, the productivity slows right down because I'm getting paid whether I get it finished or not. Now, it's not really an issue for the employee because they're still getting paid, but for the business, that's an impact for them because it's taking longer to produce the same amount of work. So as business owners, it's almost like we've got to stop thinking about getting paid by the hour.
The other thing is I noticed that because I'm trying to do more stuff away from the business and do more stuff with the kids and the family and some other passion projects, that I'm actually wanting to work less, so I become more productive, so I have more of that time to do other things.
Mm.
So that's another thing, like, are you getting happiness outside of work slash business that you want to dedicate more time to. And perhaps you're getting hidden in your work and your business and blaming that. So it's looking at in the life side of things, you know, what are you doing? Are you happy and you're spending your time wisely? Because you're going to be more productive to have more of that.
Yep. So instead of calling it work-life balance, we should just be looking at our life balance.
That's right.
So that was a bit of a brain bender, wasn't it?
It was.
So my if I was going to put a bow on anything there, I would say just take a look at how you're spending your time doing everything and anything in your life. Just, you know, take a step back and are you taking longer to do stuff than you would like to? Would you like to, you know, spend more time with the kids or playing sport or, you know, going camping or whatever the heck your thing is? And could you actually get a bit more economical with your time in your business?
And actually force yourself maybe to have a few half days during the week or a full weekday off and just see how it goes. Like,
you know, just be a rebel.
Yeah, and just realise that's it. And you don't have to justify that to anybody, especially if you are the business owner. And if you are on the tools, still take half a day off occasionally.
Yeah.
Or full day off or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that we need to, stop this rigid, these are the hours I work, these hours I don't work, and actually, you know, try and decrease the number of hours worked to increase productivity.
Yep. Good call. All right. And so if you
were... So I'm off for the rest of the day now.
Yeah, see ya. So while Michaela goes and has her flexi day, I'm going to let you know about the Tradies Business Toolkit. So there's some tools and tips and strategies in there that could actually help you reduce your working hours, to use that term. There's extended interviews with some of our guests. We're still working on those video training courses. We'll get them up eventually.
We're too busy sitting on the beach or going motorcycle riding and not working to get the videos done.
I know we're going to get some comments about that. What else have we got in there? I've said about the templates and stuff. Probably the best part of it, and certainly the thing that people rate as giving them great value, is the private Facebook group. I'm still really impressed with the level of conversation and questions in there and the support from the members. So,
and lots of extra little videos we pop in the Facebook group as well that raises discussion.
And just some thought-provoking tips and some little tools you can implement in your business. So tradiesbusinesstoolkit.com. It's $1 for the first 30 days. You can check it out, take it for a test drive. And if you love it, which we're sure you will, it's $27 a month. And we're adding new stuff all the time. So go and check it out, tradiesbusinesstoolkit.com. And we look forward to seeing you in the private Facebook group introducing yourself. And until next time, we're good to go.
Yep, bye.
Have a fantastic few days. Hooray.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.